This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Get a load of the sinkholes. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy visiting the sinkhole on I-80 in New Jersey today. Even another one opens up on I-287. Duffy's office says he will get updates on New Jersey DOT's repair efforts and highlight how the feds are doing what they can to speed those repairs. Wharton, New Jersey Mayor Bill Chegwin told News 4 New York the problem is centuries-old abandoned iron mines under the road.
When Route 80 was built, they didn't have the technology. And they built over it.
This with a new sinkhole opening up on I-287. DOT says that one closed two lanes north of exit 41 in Parsippany-Troy Hills. In addition to those two sinkholes, crews repaired a third one on I-80 back in December. Changes are coming at Columbia University in an effort to begin negotiations with the Trump administration over $400 million in canceled federal funding.
The school has agreed to several of the nine demands the Trump administration made. That includes a mask ban on campus unless you wear one for health reasons. Protests inside school buildings will now be banned. The White House wants Columbia to go a step further and start suspending or expelling those who've set up encampments at Hamilton Hall. Columbia will hire more campus police officers, and there will be a new university definition of anti-Semitism. The Middle Eastern Studies program will also get a thorough review. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Also yesterday, detained Columbia student activist Mahmoud Khalil had a brief scheduling conference of an immigration jail in Louisiana. His next hearing is set for April 8th. Khalil's lawyers are trying multiple efforts to get him out. Meantime, at UCLA, a group of pro-Palestinian students, faculty, and others are suing the university over its handling of last year's demonstrations. That suit comes just days after the Trump administration joined a separate suit from Jewish students claiming the school didn't protect them from the activists. NYPD's Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating a swastika sprayed at a Tesla Cybertruck, and they're asking for help finding the two vandals who did it. This happened around 10 p.m. on March 6. Two people in masks spray-painted a red swastika on the electric vehicle near Rivington and Christie Streets on the Lower East Side. Police say this incident is being investigated as a hate crime. Tesla EVs have become popular targets since billionaire owner Elon Musk gave what some observers saw as a Nazi salute during an event at President Trump's inauguration. There have also been a number of nonviolent protests at the Tesla dealership in the meatpacking district. Police have released video of the swastika vandals, and they urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. In Brooklyn today, there's a protest with the organizers planning a march and die-in against Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis' vote for a budget resolution that cuts health coverage. Indivisible Brooklyn organizer Lee Crawford tells 1010 Winds.
The constituents in the district are very concerned about the effects of the budget on health care. The cuts are very meaningful. They will reach a lot of people. But the march is to bring eyes on that, to bring visibility to the issue.
March is set for 11 a.m. at 4th Avenue and Senator Street. Not a good look for the Special Victims Squad.
I like the way she's doing that, the way she's sliding up the pole, the way she's doing that.
Word that the NYPD detective who went viral for twerking on a stripper pole in this video has been reassigned from Bronx Special Victims. Daily News reporting Detective Melissa Mercado was reassigned March 14th, about a week after she was connected to the video by rapper Esquire. As of Friday, it has more than 2 million views on YouTube. The paper reports she filmed it on her own time, but authorities are looking into whether she got department permission and filled out the right paperwork before the filming. She's been benched from active duty during that investigation. Well, road salt may be good for snow, but it is lousy for the city's drinking water. And a new study says the city will eventually have to give up the Croton water system because it's too salty. Environmental Protection Commissioner Rohit Agrawal tells 1010 Winds.
What we need is entities such as the New York State Department of Transportation, local transportation departments in the various towns in and around the reservoirs to come together and explore seriously what the alternatives, both in terms of changing practices that could reduce road salt deployment in the near term and substitutes in the medium term.
Among the ideas, convincing state and local road crews to use alternatives to salt or sensors to gauge road surface temperatures. Updating a story you heard last week on 1010 Winds, Bronx officials say asbestos was found after a 5-alarm fire there, but they say there's apparently no public health threat. The 5-alarmer gutted 6 businesses near Jerome and Burnside Avenues in Morris Heights. Officials say those buildings need to be demolished, but asbestos in the structures raises the issue of possible air contamination. They're telling everybody to stay away from the fire scene. They say the city Department of Environmental Protection is monitoring the demolition.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.